It's time to talk with John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street and jobs, too. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. These are the numbers we've been waiting for, the unemployment rate, et cetera, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Department of Labor. And, of course, this is the last significant data that the Fed will get before their big meeting on the 17th and 18th of this month, when they will determine how much they're going to, quote, taper back on quantitative easing. Dow futures are up about 40 points this morning, pretty steady. Yesterday, the Dow was only up about 6 points. But what was interesting yesterday is that the interest rate on the 10-year Treasury, that's the most significant interest rate perhaps in the world, actually briefly hit 3%. That's the highest it's been in a couple of years. And keep in mind that back in April, before Mr. Bernanke started jawboning about cutting back on quantitative easing, that 10-year Treasury rate was 1.6%. That's reflected in the rise also in mortgage rates we've seen lately. But let's talk about these numbers we just got from the Labor Department. And kind of interesting, non-farm payrolls last month, the economy generated 169,000 jobs. Expectations were about 177,000, decent number. The non-farm private payroll number, though, came in light. Market was expecting 180,000, 152,000 generated. But here's the one that's surprising. The unemployment rate dipped again from 7.4% to 7.3%. That's the lowest it's been since December of 2008. Of course, all the talking heads are already dissecting that number and pointing out that, yes, the unemployment rate has dropped, but significant increase in part-time jobs and not a significant increase in full-time jobs. A lot of the jobs being created are in the lowest paying sectors of the economy. So, you know, that dissection will occur all day long. But here's some anecdotal evidence that proves that the economy is improving. Yesterday, a company by the name of Fastenal, F-A-S-T-E-N-A-L. They have a location here in Fort Smith. They sell, quote, boring stuff, and I mean that as a compliment, nuts and bolts and screws and things like that for industrial and construction use. Their stock yesterday was up almost $3 a share, about 6%, because they say things are going great. And say, in fact, they say that their headcount, their number of employees, August of this year versus August of last year is up almost 5%. They say that average daily sales in the month of August grew at 7.2% on a daily basis, and they sell stuff that's used by manufacturing and construction industry, et cetera. So a pretty good number there. Also, a bidding war going on for Metropolitan National Bank of Little Rock, which is currently in bankruptcy, being sold out of bankruptcy by a judge. And there was a stalking horse bidder, a holding company out of Dallas, that bid on it earlier, but now it's attracted some other bidders. Simmons First National Bank filed with the SEC yesterday indicating they've bid $16.9 billion for the $1 billion bank out of bankruptcy. And then Arvest has entered the fray. They did a filing with the Federal Reserve indicating that they will also be submitting a bid. And then also I want to remind our listeners that my first new column, a new topic column, will be in this Sunday's Times Record, where I've switched from a topic I picked to answering questions and answers. And this Sunday there will be a couple of questions related to people that wrote in and asked about lump sums on their pension versus monthly benefits on their pensions. Kind of a hot topic, because we've had two companies here locally lately that have frozen their pension benefits and one company that's actually terminating their pension plan. If you want to submit questions, you can do so at johntaylor.com, or you can go to the website for Bill for your station and find a link there.
Absolutely. And John, with the banks, you mentioned the other banks, now First National, its holding has merged with National Bank of Salisaw. So these banks are kind of going together.
Yeah, and they've owned that bank for a long time, but what they're doing is they're, quote, collapsing the charter so that the First National Bank of Salisaw charter will be collapsed and they'll just actually be part of First National Bank of Fort Smith.
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend.
You too. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. Check out the column in the Times Record. You can also visit with him at 820 South 21st Street here in Fort Smith. That's where the offices are. Or you can call 479-782-2527, 782-2527. Email John, and he will answer the question in his Times Record column. And you don't have to give your name if you don't wish to. It's at John Taylor at sternagee.com.